Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Monday, November 3rd. I'm Ray Graff. Support for Medical Monday comes from Daughters of Sarah, Albany, New York, providing a continuum of care for seniors, offering them opportunities to live at age gracefully with dignity and respect. Daughtersofsarah.org. Joining us this afternoon is Dr. Adele Majoub, a surgeon with St. Peter's Orthopedics, a practice of St. Peter's Health Partners. Dr. Majoub is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in foot and ankle surgery. He'll answer your questions about the latest treatments in foot and ankle surgery, including minimally invasive techniques, and any other orthopedic surgery question you want to throw at him. 800-348-2551 is the number. 1-800-348-2551. You can email voxpop at wamc.org. Hello and welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Medical Monday, and in the studio this afternoon is Dr. Adele Majoub. Dr. Majoub is an orthopedic surgeon with St. Peter's Orthopedics. He is specializing, if you will, in foot and ankle surgery, but knows many other things. He earned his medical degree from the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, completed an orthopedic surgery residency at Cooper University Hospital in Camden, New Jersey already, and completed advanced fellowship training at Harvard, Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. Dr. Majoub is a member of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the American Orthopedic Foot and Ankle Society. If you have a question for the doc, give us a call, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Dr. Adele Majoub, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Well, I guess you told everybody in your family that you're on, and now you got people as far away as London listening today. A lot of pressure on the host.
Well, they're excited to be listening in, and I do recognize some of these names.
Okay. Oh, you know some of these people. All right. Uh-huh. These are ringers. Okay, good. That always makes an easier show. So how long have you been with St. Peter's Orthopedics?
Well, I did just start with them, so this is my second month with them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're not really familiar with Medical Monday. Okay.
This is all new to me.
Oh, boy. Are you in for a treat? I tell you, the number here is 800-348-2551. You specialize in the surgery of feet and ankles. Why'd you choose that?
You know, a big part of it was my mentor back in residency. I didn't think I was going to go into it, but the people you meet change you and influence you. And I give a shout out to Dr. Eric Freeland. He was a big part of the reason I want to go into it. It's, you know, vast array of pathology, a lot of different treatment options, and it's something that I find very interesting and I'm passionate about.
You a football fan at all? American football?
You know, not that much, but I am, you know, I see what's going on in the news, especially recently.
Did you see Cam Scatabu's injury where he dislocated his ankle and broke, I guess, his fibula?
Yep.
But I'll tell you, my son and I were watching that one, and it was ugly. His foot went the other way. He was lying on the ground, his legs straight out, and his foot was turned the other way. What's the prognosis for something like that when you're an athlete that performs at a high level? Are you ever going to be the same again?
You know, I actually saw the video, too. It was a bad injury. He dislocated his ankle. He had the open fracture of his tibia. You know, soft tissues were damaged profoundly, but it's interesting with these athletes, they're so, you know, encouraged and motivated to get better that somebody who wasn't an athlete who would have had the same injury might have done extremely poor, but I'm very hopeful for him. You know, they tend to do better, in my opinion.
It's a long, long road, though, to get back to where you once were.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And it's going to be a long road for him.
In general, I mean, will he always have some sort of impediment because of that?
There's a chance. For some people, they recover well, but in other people, you know, what I tell my patients is after an injury like this, it's, you know, it's not going to be the same ankle God gave you.
Yeah. Dr. Adele Majoub joins us today from St. Peter's Orthopedics. The lines are loading up fast here. The number is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. Now, listen, if you get a question, you're new to the show. If you get a question you have no idea about, just say it, and we'll move on. It's easy. This email from Ann in Chittenango to voxpop@wamc.org. Nerve damage is the subject heading. After a hemi hip replacement, I was left with nerve damage resulting in a rocking gait and loss of balance in the leg. Can anything be done to restore or regenerate the nerves? And that's from Ann in Chittenango.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that happened to you. That is one of the risk factors when you get a surgery like a hemiarthroplasty or a total in your hip. I'll tell you, the honest answer is it depends on how long ago this started, because when people get nerve injuries, you typically give them a certain amount of time to see if the nerves will regenerate and to see what grows back. When people reach that time period where we know the nerve isn't going to grow back, there are other options. So if you have, you know, instability in your foot or you're not able to dorsiflex your foot, I can do certain types of surgeries where I transfer tendons to other parts of your foot or your ankle, and those will allow you to move your ankle. But it's like robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah.
But people tend to do well. So there are options for you. It might not be nerve-related, but there are other options for you.
Now, I don't know anything about anything, but nerves don't regenerate, though, can they?
They do, actually. Nerves can regenerate, but and the thought is if you do cut a nerve, for instance, it can grow back at about a millimeter per day. But if you cut your nerve in your leg or something like that, imagine how long it's going to take for the nerve to regenerate all the way to the foot.
A long way, yeah. Yep. All right. Our guest today is Dr. Adele Majoub from St. Peter's Orthopedics. The number is 800-348-2551. Well, we don't get many calls from Ohio, so I assume this might be somebody you alerted to the show. Let's go to Hala in Ohio. You're on.
Hi, Dr. Majoub.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, good. My question is, are there things people do every day that are actually bad for their feet?
Oh, that's a great question. And actually, I recognize this voice. This is you know, actually, it's a really good question because, you know, when it comes to taking care of your feet, there's some things that you can do that are going to help you. That includes wearing good shoes that are supportive. I typically recommend shoes that have a stiff sole, something that will allow you to transfer weight easily through your foot. I am the type of person who likes to stretch every single day. I stretch my gastroc. I stretch my foot. It helps decrease risk of things like Achilles tendinosis, tendonitis, plantar fasciitis. So those are things that you can do for your feet. You know, in terms of bad things, maybe wearing bad flip-flops and running a marathon, that'd probably be a bad idea.
Are you a barefoot person? Are you okay with that?
I'm a barefoot person at home.
Yeah? Okay.
But I hope that answers your question.
Now, hello, can I ask you a question?
Thank you.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
How are you? How do you know Dr. Majoub?
He is my son. He is my best doctor.
Okay, now you have to give me the lowdown before I let you go. Nice guy or jerk? What do you think?
He's the best guy. He's the best guy. Honest and very good hard work doctor. He likes to be always in the best place.
You're a good mom.
And he is really good doctor.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. 800-348-2551. Well, let's see what other friends and relatives we have to talk to today. Jody in Richmond, are you related at all to Dr. Majoub?
No, but I love his mom. That was
very
great.
Nice.
Good call for mom.
All
right,
very
go supportive.
Ahead. You're on.
My question first. I am hoping that you said nerves can regenerate. I have a fused joint in my toe, my big toe. I had surgery done in 2010 following the rupture of the big tendon. And during the surgery, the orthopedic made the call, instead of borrowing from Peter to pay Paul, they fused the joint. So I wasn't expecting that when I woke up. I'm a huge athlete, all sorts of sports. When I flex that part of my foot, it is painful. So things like yoga or anything that requires running, the flexion, causes pain and significant inflammation. I've given up heels. I don't have to wear high heels, though I'd like to. But is there going to be a future where I had an x-ray done last week because the swelling was so significant? And I've tried to do many things to adapt movement so I don't have to, but it's really hard to avoid the flexion of the foot. Can I come to you one day? Can you unfuse my joint so I can do all the things I love doing?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that you're having pain like that after a surgery, especially one that, you know, you woke up and, you know, you weren't expecting. I'd be happy to see you in clinic. What I typically do for something like this, I take a look at your x-rays. There's reasons why people might be getting pain after a fusion surgery. Either you know, maybe the fusion didn't take, or you're putting pressure in the wrong parts of your foot. Typically, I don't unfuse joints, but there are ways to, if there is an issue, to fix a deformity, or, you know, even on the conservative side of the spectrum, is getting you the right orthotics, getting you the right shoes. You know, you can try that up to even doing a revision surgery. So be happy to see you in clinic. We'll take a look at those x-rays, and we can figure something out together.
Jody, we got to take a break here, but thanks for the call. 800-348-2551 is our number. We're joined by Dr. Adel Majoub today. St. Peter's Orthopedics is the place where he does his thing. We'll be back and check the email bag in a moment. Hey, a program note, WAMC is presenting live election night coverage tomorrow night beginning at 8 with WAMC's Andrew Waite, Kalen Brown, Josh Landes. They'll check in with reporters ready to provide live updates from your communities. That's tomorrow at 8 p.m. only on WAMC. You know, it's an off-year election, but there are some really exciting races, and so we hope you tune into that tomorrow at 8 p.m. Right now, though, Medical Monday with Dr. Adel Majoub from St. Peter's Orthopedics. The number is 800-348-2551. Let's check the email bag, shall we? Let's see what we have. Okay, he's opening it now. This is from Ann. Please let me know what I can expect with a bone spur, which limits activities. Is surgery to saw down the spur the best answer? Going to go see an orthopedist soon after x-ray proved it was a heel spur. I'm wearing an arch brace now, and that's from Ann.
Thanks for the question, Ann. So it does depend on the type of spur and where it's located. If we're talking about a heel spur on the posterior aspect of your heel, like the calcaneus, you know, a lot of times that's called insertional Achilles calcific tendinosis, and there's a certain treatment for that. If it's on the bottom of your foot where people get plantar fasciitis pain, that's a whole different treatment option. So I'd be happy to see you in clinic. We can take a look at the x-rays together. We can talk about the different options. For both, there's conservative and surgical options. Okay.
Stanley writes in, is there any kind of surgical procedure to correct flat feet?
Absolutely. It's actually my favorite surgery.
Really? Yep. Why? Why is it your favorite? Is there such a thing as a favorite surgery?
It is, actually. And the reason I say that is some of the patients that I've done flat foot corrections on are some of the happiest patients I've had.
What's wrong with flat feet? Hang on, let's start with that. Okay. Why is that an impediment to a quality life?
So actually, flat feet are only an impediment if they cause pain. A lot of people have asymptomatic flat feet. They live their lives just fine.
Yeah.
It's when it starts causing issues, it starts causing tendonitis, you know, other causes. It can affect your gait. You can eventually end up with some arthritis. That's when it becomes a problem.
Okay. Right. All right. So what's the surgery and why is it your favorite?
So the surgery depends on how rigid the deformity is. If it's a flexible deformity and their foot's still supple, I can do a surgery that will realign their heel. I do tendon transfers, and it's everything that I have to do to correct the arch and restore it.
All right. So the arch, though, okay, not seeing the bones of a feet in my head here, but the arch is bone?
Yes. I should have brought my model with me, but your arch is made up of, you know, bones and soft tissues.
Yeah.
If you look at an x-ray in people who have collapsed arches, it almost looks like their foot is touching their bones are touching the ground.
Yeah.
While in people who have arches, when you look at their x-ray, it really does look like an arch.
Interesting.
Yep.
Now, if you have a good arch to begin with in life and you gain 175 pounds, will your feet flatten?
It may. It's probably not going to if you haven't had it, but it is a risk factor, indeed. But I always recommend, and anybody who has arthritis or pain in their feet, definitely losing weight will help you out.
Dr. Adel Majoub joins us from St. Peter's Orthopedics. This email from Jay. Is PRP therapy capable of repairing tendons and or growing cartilage? I have an elbow with bone on bone with one of the forearm bones and a torn bicep tendon. And that's from Jay.
You know,
PRP is platelet
rich plasma.
Okay.
Exactly. Jay, I'll tell you, the elbow, you know, I am an orthopedic surgeon. I do general orthopedics as well. I do have a partner who specializes in the elbow, two partners actually, who'd be great to see. PRP can be helpful with arthritis pain. It's not going to regenerate your cartilage. It can help with the types of pain that you're having. But there are different options for people who have elbow arthritis. You know, there's elbow replacement surgeries. There's arthroscopic surgeries that can be done. So I'd actually have you go see one of my partners, Dr. Shaughnessy, Dr. Richardson. They're excellent people to talk to about this problem.
The number here is 800-348-2551. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. Orthopedic Surgery Today with Dr. Adele Majoub from St. Peter's Orthopedics. Now, your mom called in from Ohio. I got a call here from Wisconsin. Got to believe it's a relative. Let's go. Reem, you're on.
Hi, Dr. Majoub. It's so nice hearing you go over all your passion about specialty. I have a question. I'm always walking on my feet, working on my feet, always standing up. What is your favorite work shoe?
Well, you know, you are somebody in the medical field as well, so you're always on your feet.
Uh-huh.
So my favorite shoe is something that's going to have, like I said, a good sole with a rocker, something that's going to, in my opinion, give you some stability while you're walking. So, you know, in your clinic, you probably have heard of Danskos. I think those are great shoes, good rigidity to them. And, you know, here's the other thing. When it comes to shoes, it's hard to make one recommendation for most people. I usually tell my patients, go out, try a bunch of different shoes, see what works for you, because everybody's shaped differently.
Mm. Hey, Reem, can I ask you a question? What kind of doctor are you?
I'm a dentist.
You're a dentist. Okay, now let me ask you another question. How are you related to Dr. Majoub?
I am his older sister.
Oh, my gosh. So he was a younger brother. You got to give me the skinny. Was he troublesome? Did you guys get along? We got to know. Go ahead.
He's the best brother anyone could have. He's the best brother.
All right, great. Well, thank you very much for the call. How much are you paying these people, man?
I pay them good.
The number here is 800-348-2551. It is Old Home Week here on Medical Monday. Dr. Adele Majoub joins us from St. Peter's Orthopedics. And now let's go to Jim in Matamoros. Hello, Jim. You're on.
What factors go into deciding whether to use internal or external fixation on fracture?
Did you get that?
So what factors will go into internal or external fixation for a fracture?
Right.
So typically, if I have a fracture that I need to fix, I will use internal fixation, plates and screws, those sorts of things. I will consider using external fixation, which, you know, it's like bars and pins outside of the ankle or wherever, if there's a bad injury where the tissues are not amenable to making an incision. So if I think you're super swollen, or if it's an injury that needs to rest and let the tissues calm down, I'll use an X-Fix. So, you know, an open ankle fracture, that's in a thought maybe possibly to use an X-Fix.
Jim, let me ask you a question before I let you go. Are you related to Dr. Majoub in any way?
Not that I know of.
Okay, fair enough. Good answer. The number here is 800-348-2551. Let's go to Greg, who's in the car. Hello, Greg, you're on.
Hi. Not a relative, although it is connected with Ohio.
Okay.
So I used to develop hip pain just when, you know, long drives such as to Columbus, Ohio. But about 4 months ago, it really got worse. And went to the doctors twice about it. They told me I had bursitis, and they sent me to a physical therapist. I've been going for almost 4 months. It's not getting better. And I'm wondering, you know, if I should have an X-ray. Somebody mentioned you can get shots. I really don't know what to do, but it's not getting better. So I feel like, you know, maybe I'm even making it worse with the physical therapy. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to figure out my next step.
Yeah. So, you know, Greg, I actually think the best start for you would be to get an X-ray. Make sure we're not dealing with arthritis or anything like that. I have excellent partners who deal with the hip, Dr. Murtaza, Dr. Akhtar. They're wonderful people. I would go see them, get an X-ray to start, because you want to know what you're treating.
Okay. Greg?
All right. Thank you. I'll go push for an X-ray then. I thought I should have got one to start with, but they wanted me to start physical therapy, so
okay.
I'll go back and push for an X-ray.
I think it'd be a good start.
Thank you.
You know, Dr. Majoub, we do a physical therapy show here every 3 months or so, and it's a very popular show. Are you down with the physical therapy, or would you just jump straight to surgery?
No, I never jump to surgery.
No.
Even if it's somebody who I think absolutely needs the surgery, sometimes you'd be surprised at how sometimes people will surprise you and they'll do therapy and they feel better.
Really?
They don't need the surgery. Absolutely.
Okay.
So I, even if I, you know, unless it's like a trauma or something that truly needs surgery acutely, I never operate the first time I meet somebody.
All right, let's go back to our phone lines at 800-348-2551. And Robert is in Albany. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, doctor. Good to have you on the line. I'm calling because I have a problem. I hope it'll help other people. I have a pretty ordinary bunion on one foot, and it didn't bother me when I was working on my feet all the time. But in the 10 years since I retired, it's getting worse pretty quickly. Only on one foot. So I have a few questions. Number one, why on one foot? Why did this happen? Number two, the real real podiatrists and podiatrists on the internet, they all have very reasonable advice about how to make this get worse slower, but nobody says anything about correcting it. Is there a way to correct it?
Okay.
I mean, forces made it this way. Can't forces make it better?
All right, Robert. Well, what do you think, Doc?
Well, absolutely. There are ways to surgically correct a bunion, but typically when, you know, when I first treat somebody, I start conservatively by telling them to wear wide shoes, wear silicone sleeves, wear things that prevent the rubbing of your bunion inside of your shoe. And a lot of people get better that way. The, you know, the surgical options are actually, you have to cut the bone and realign it to fix a bunion. It's not as simple as shaving down the bone. It actually involves breaking the bone to realign it.
Ouch.
In terms of, you know, why you have it, there's different reasons. It can be traumatic. It could be genetic. A lot of times it's because of the types of, like, you know, types of shoes people wear. You know, women who wear high heels all their lives are more likely to get bunions because of the narrowness of their shoes.
Right.
But it's, you know, different reasons for it.
Robert.
Okay. So I guess it was all those drag shows I did that with high heels. All right. Well, I'll come and see if I want more details. And thanks for being on the show.
Robert, thanks a lot for the call. It's 800-348-2551. We're joined by Dr. Adel Majoub from St. Peter's Orthopedics. And let's see who's been waiting the longest. Looks like it's Anna in Schenectady. Anna, go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Majoub. Thank you so much for taking my call. You've been so informative so far. I just wanted to ask about my ankle. A few years ago, I had fractured my tibia. And lately, I've got to be honest, I didn't really do my physical therapy after both my surgeries. And now I've been having a lot of pain and tightness, and I can't really flex my foot the same way. So I was wondering what the next step would be for me.
Anna, how long ago was your surgery?
About 4 years ago.
Yeah. So, you know, in terms of, you know, when people injure their ankles, sometimes they can get stiff and it makes it harder for them to flex their ankle up and down. There still are ways where you can increase your flexibility, and that includes doing therapy right now. You know, I'd be happy to see you. There are surgeries that can fix that, but I typically start with physical therapy. Even if you missed the session after you did your, you know, after you injured yourself, it's not too late. I would actually start with that.
Okay. Am I also at risk for arthritis? And if I am, how can I decrease that?
Anytime anybody injures themselves or has a fracture like that, you are at increased risk of arthritis. And I think the best thing you can do, in addition to the therapy, just wear things that are supportive, wear things that are going to prevent you from injuring yourself again. But, you know, you have to understand that there is an increased risk after an injury like that.
Okay.
I understand. Thank you so much.
Hey, Anna. Anna, which child is playing piano very well, by the way?
Oh, that's actually our son, and my name is Aya. I think it was just mispronounced.
Oh, I'm sorry. It says Anna here. Anyway, the kid has talent, and thanks for the call. 800-348-2551 is our number. Laura writes in, my brother had a botched knee replacement surgery where they placed the wrong size in the knee and then had to have another surgery to address this with the correct size. Since then, he's been diagnosed with CRPS, chronic regional pain syndrome, and has tried spinal injections, additional medications, but 6 months later, he's in constant pain. First surgery was about 2 years ago. It's been 6 months since the second one. Can you suggest next steps?
You know, CRPS is a very, very complex disease and diagnosis. I don't know what you've tried. So, I mean, you've mentioned a few things, but there are actual medications that can be prescribed for it. Interestingly, I think antidepressants are some of the medications, but even vitamin C, there's some role into vitamin C for this type of disease. But it's a very complex disease. It's not easily treatable.
But it is a real disease?
It is real. It is real. And it's actually, it's very painful too. So, you know, I'm not a CRPS specialist, but, there are doctors who deal with this and there are different treatment options for it, even medication. So,
Jennifer Newberg writes, you mentioned nerves can regenerate. What about neuropathy of the feet and legs? What ointments or treatments, et cetera, do you recommend? And that's from Jennifer in Newberg.
You know, with neuropathy, you're not going to necessarily, fix the neuropathy. A lot of times it's small nerve damage in your hands and feet and the distal nerves. There are medications that can help with the pain, such as gabapentin and other things. Typically with neuropathy, when I'm dealing with somebody who has neuropathy in the feet, you have to really protect your feet and look at them every day because you can develop wounds when you don't feel your feet. And so my biggest thing for people with neuropathy, make sure you're constantly looking at your feet and making sure you're not developing any wounds. And to get the pain treated, there are medications.
Okay. The number here is 800-348-2551. We're joined by Dr. Adele Majoub of St. Peter's Orthopedics. Let's grab one more call before the next break, and we will go to Boston. Uh-oh. Could this be a relative alert for Dr. Majoub? Kevin, you're on the line.
Full disclosure, I'm not an actual relative of Dr. Majoub, but thank you for doing this. I'm curious. What some of the more severe traumatic injuries you encounter are, and when treating someone with a traumatic injury to the foot or ankle, what sort of limitations you tend to encounter surgically are?
You know, I think the worst injuries I've seen were actually back in residency. I trained at a level one trauma center, and, I've seen somebody shoot themselves in the foot. I've seen I've seen some crazy things, people's feet being run over, people's hands going into grinders, some really bad injuries. But, when it comes to a severely, injured person with a bad trauma, you have to take a step back and take a look at the bigger picture, stabilize the patient, wash their wounds out, and let things demarcate themselves. So, there's no rush to do the final surgery first. You want to take time. Make sure that you're stabilizing the patient before you jump to the last treatment. But seeing a lot of crazy, I've seen somebody's shoulder dislocate and their shoulder was sticking out right by their neck. A lot of crazy things.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that, Kevin. Appreciate it. 800-348-2551 is the number. We're joined by Dr. Adele Majoub of St. Peter's Orthopedics. And this one's from Dara, and then we'll take a break. Dara writes, my brother's suffering from plantar fasciitis. I'm wondering what you recommend for treatment. I've been reading about foot scraping. I'd like to hear what the doctor thinks about this. And that's from Dara.
Dara, I think plantar fasciitis is one of the most annoying diagnoses for patients because it's so painful, so tough to treat. But, physical therapy in the form of stretching and strengthening your Achilles, eccentric stretching and strengthening exercises are great. Take a water bottle, freeze it, and roll it under your foot in the first, when you wake up, roll it under your foot. There's plantar fascia rollers. There's things called night splints that can help. A lot of different things you can do. There are surgeries, but most people get better without, needing a surgery. But there are surgeries that can treat it too.
Why does it hurt most in the morning? Asking for a friend.
Yeah, and so it can hurt. The most common complaint is it hurts most in the morning. I think it's just because you haven't used it. And the tissues haven't been stretched out yet. So once you start using it, it actually feels a lot better.
Yeah, it sure does.
And so that's my theory. But, it can hurt all day, too.
But it goes away on its own?
It usually does go away on its own if you treat it properly and you do the exercises.
That is great. Let's take a for a friend. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551. Oh, yeah. Some soothing music from Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Till you come back to me on Vox Pop. That's right, baby. Put the lights down. Get something cold and put up your feet. Junior Walker and the All-Stars here on Medical Monday. All right, it's not a music show, but you know what? I can dream, right? 800-348-2551 is the number. We're joined by Dr. Adele Majoub from St. Peter's Orthopedics. And let's go back to the phones. Michael in Red Hook has been waiting a good long time. Michael, you're on.
Yeah, so thank you once again for all the wonderful information. And like a lot of people out there probably listening, maybe even driving themselves, you know, I work on the road, and so I drive a lot and long hours. And I was wondering if you had any suggestions or recommendations, because I noticed that this seems to put a lot of uneven wear and tear on my right ankle and my right knee. And if there were any, like, posture positioning recommendations or tools or exercises, things that you might recommend to kind of reduce that and reduce the kind of aching and the kind of functional performance limits that seem to happen after long hours of driving.
Mm.
Yeah, Michael, I totally hear you. I actually get that way, too, when I drive long distances. You know, in the foot, it's interesting. It depends on where your pain is, but you know, if you're having pain when you're switching between your gas and your brake, I've done this myself before where I've worn like a sleeve brace and it's helped my pain. But I think the best thing you can do is just take frequent breaks, you know, stretch out. You know, if you're stiff for a long time, you're going to have that type of pain. So I would just take frequent breaks, step out of your car, stretch as much as you can. But depending on where you're having pain, it could be from other issues too. So we'd have to get those checked out.
Thanks for the call. 800-348-2551 is our number. It's Dr. Adele Majoub here on Medical Monday. And Susan writes in, I had foot reconstruction surgery, hammer toes, bunions, shortened metatarsal, and broke my ankle 4 months later. Fortunately, it's a minor fracture. I think it may have happened because my ankle was weak due to lack of use after the surgery. No physical therapy was authorized post-surgery. It's being treated as being similar to a sprain. I'm in a boot. Weight bearing is tolerated. Is this the right approach? Any specific recommendations regarding physical therapy or activity once I'm out of the boot?
I'm sorry to hear about that injury. You know, in terms of ankle fractures that are treated like ankle sprains, it's very painful. But I think the treatment plan that you have right now is correct. I'd usually put people in a boot as well. I'd let them weight bear as tolerated. But I'd recommend physical therapy, working on proprioceptive exercises, strengthening, things like that, that will help you get back to your, you know, being able to walk. And in terms of the treatment, it also depends on what the x-rays look like. So I'd have to see that. But it sounds like you're getting the right treatment.
Okay, let's go back to our phone lines at 800-348-2551. Elise is in Monroe. Elise, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So I have a type 2 accessory navicular bone, and it's been on and off giving me trouble for 2 years after an initial injury where I twisted my ankle. I never had issues with it before. I didn't even know I had it until I twisted my ankle. And I was seeing a podiatrist for conservative treatment, orthotics, cortisone shots, physical therapy, but never really got back to where I was after like full activity level. Most recently, I saw an orthopedic surgeon who, you know, said we could do the surgery at this point, but it's still basically up to me whether I want to continue to try conservative treatment, more or a new pair of orthotics, physical therapy again. So my question is, like, how would you decide, or how would you guide a patient or recommend how to make a surgery decision when it's sort of an elective surgery?
Yeah, okay.
There's, you know, especially given that I've seen a podiatrist and an orthopedic surgeon who have had two different approaches, and the surgeries they suggest are different types of surgeries. So how do you make that decision? When's the time and what type?
Fair question. All right, go ahead, Doc.
So, Elise, you know, when it comes to an elective surgery like this, I give my informations all the information that they need to make the decisions on their own. But the question I ask them is this something that you can live with, or is this something that is it limiting your daily life? You know, is it preventing you from doing the things that you love? Some people will say, you know, it's something I can live with. The orthotics or the therapy is enough for me. Other people say, I'm not able to do the things that I love. Is it something that you can live with for the rest of your life? If not, it kind of, you'll know when it's time to do surgery, when it just, when it gets to the point that you can't do the things that you love doing. And so that's when I tell people it's time to get to, you know, it's time for the surgery.
Elise.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks
for the call. I appreciate your help.
800-348-2551 if you have a question for Dr. Adele Majoub. And let's see here. Monterey, Massachusetts. We'll go to Scott. You're on, Scott.
Hey, good afternoon. This is really an interesting day. Your mother calls, your brother calls, and my sister wrote in.
Yeah.
So here's Scott thanking Dara for writing in. But my problem is a plantar fasciitis in my right heel that I've had now for probably 15 months. I've seen a podiatrist. They x-rayed my foot and asked me how I fractured my foot so badly. I couldn't remember ever fracturing my foot. So I do the ice. I roll my foot on the frozen soda bottle. I have gel packs. I have heat packs. I'm almost to the point of insanity with this pain. And, of course, it is worse when you first step up onto it. But just now I got out of my truck and tried to step down, and I almost go to the ground.
Yikes.
Is there any type of relief that you could tell me to aim myself towards? Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. So, Scott, you know, in addition to all the things you've done, you know, you can try the night splints, you can try ibuprofen. The next level, I would say, there are, you know, injections you can do that might help with it. There's things called shockwave therapy you can try. There are even surgeries. There's a procedure called 10X, and there's also a procedure where you cut the plantar fascia that's causing you pain. And those are kind of the next steps. If you've absolutely failed conservative management, it's been 15 months. So there are other things you can try that are a little bit more invasive.
Scott, you're still with us.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm definitely here. I'm just a little concerned about making cuts into the foot, and then you've got everything else to deal with afterwards.
Right. Well, like I said, there are things before the cuts. You can try shockwave therapy.
What is shockwave therapy?
It's a non-invasive. They put a probe basically where you're having the pain, and it's used to treat a number of different things.
Is it an electric thing?
No. There's actually different types of shockwave, but it's more of it's like a ultrasound type of thing that they put on your you know where you're having issues, and it can stimulate healing. That's the thought.
Interesting.
And there are injections too that can be done.
Would a TENS unit be similar?
That is one of the treatment options too.
What is that? Just for those of us who don't know.
You know, there's
somebody.
Electric pads that you put on it, similar to an AED,
where
the shock goes across the muscle and stimulates both sides by making it super twitch.
Yeah,
that sounds like snake oil to me. That's a real thing, huh?
There's so many different conservative treatment options. There's even people have tried acupuncture, but I would start with the shockwave. You can try the injections. You can try all of these things, but you know, I'm not saying jump to surgery. There are other options.
All right, Scott, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Falls Village, Connecticut, and John. John, you're on.
Hey, thank you, doctor, for taking your time like this. It's fantastic you're willing to do that. Mine is more of a what happened question. When I was working in construction, building bridges in the state of Connecticut, I jumped backwards off of a form, I don't know, maybe 3 feet off the ground. And on the ground was a boulder about the size of a softball, and my bottom of my foot hit that, and it folded my ankle.
Ouch.
So I went to the hospital, and they said, oh, you're okay. You just sprained your ankle. Stay off for 2 weeks. So I went through pain for 3 or 4 or 5 years, and finally I went to a chiropractor that my wife was going to. They took their pictures, and they said, what did you do to your ankle? It looks like you ripped all the tendons apart.
Uh-huh.
And so they did some therapy, and they did some adjustment, and they did some ultrasound to get rid of scar tissue. And after a year, it was over. Long story longer, I was in pain for 9 years, and I was driving a clutch VW Beetle. And one day, I got so sick and tired of it, I left my heel on the floor. I left it on the floor and said, I'm going to let this clutch out. I don't care.
Okay.
And I let it out and pow!
Wow.
A tremendous, loud pow vibrated my whole body.
Oh.
And the pain was gone.
It was probably your clutch, John. Just saying. all right. So what happened, Doc? Can you figure that out?
Or? So that's amazing. So are you pain free now after that pop?
Yeah, I've always wondered what the heck happened. I mean, it was loud, like I broke a bone.
Ouch.
You know, honestly, I don't have an answer for that, but I'm very happy for you. I wish that happened to all my patients.
I wonder if that clutch is covered under insurance, medical insurance. John, thank you. We'll go to Maureen in Albany. Maureen, you're on.
Maureen, you're on.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
In 2017, I had a trimalleolar fracture of my left ankle and surgically corrected, no problems. It's been great. And now the doctor, when I saw him last, told me that the next time I saw him, I'd be asking him to take out the hardware.
Uh-huh.
Three plates, I don't know how many screws. I'd like to know, why do I need the hardware taken out? Thank you.
Great question.
Wonderful question, Maureen. Maureen, does it bother you? Do the plates in any way bother you?
Not at all.
Then there's nothing to do. You
not
can just
at all.
Leave them in there. If they bother you, you can take them out. If they're not bothering you, you can leave them in.
Good to know. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551. Barbara's in Cherry Valley. Hello, Barbara.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm an oldster, and 50 years ago, I had a terrible, terrible car accident and broke my ankle and had a giant hematoma on my right hip. And after 50 years of getting along all right and after the first surgeries and stuff, it started bothering me again, and I went to see the doctor. And it was, I thought it was a calcium buildup on the bone where I had bruised it so badly. And so they did some surgery on it, and I have had nothing but problems with that leg since. And finally, I went and had an MRI, and it was discovered that the pain has been, we're talking 8, 9, 10 level 90% of the time. And finally had an MRI, and they found a cyst behind my knee. But then they found what they call the ganglion cysts up by the bursa and the tendons and stuff. Everybody's told me it was the hamstrings, it was the tendons, it was the bursa. And they told me physical therapy, and I've been doing it, and there hasn't. And they gave me some injections. I just wonder, are there any other options? I don't like this pain. I don't have that much longer. I'd like it to be as pain-free as possible.
Oh, Barbara. All right, Doc, what do you think?
I'm sorry, Barbara. You know, it sounds very painful. It sounds like a Baker cyst. I'm not sure if that's what they diagnosed it as, but people do get these painful cysts in the back of their knees. You know, while you've tried these conservative options, there are surgeries, if things aren't working, where they can decompress the cyst if that's what's causing you pain. But there are options for you, you know. It's not just, there are options other than the conservative treatment. So you'd have to find yourself a sports doctor or something like that. But I don't want you to lose hope. There are other options.
Have you lost hope?
Well, I've been playing with this for the last 3 or 4 years now. And it just, we've tried everything and it doesn't seem. I just had the shot in my, 2 weeks ago. It's been 2 weeks now. And the pain has not...
I'm sorry.
Not let up at all. And I'm at my wit's end. I'm really, you know, I don't really want to have another surgery, but I don't know that I have any choice.
Yeah.
Make sure, that's what I would do, Barbara. I'd go see, you know, an orthopedic specialist for somebody who can take a look at your knee and maybe start thinking about other possible options for it.
Well, it's really not really the knee. It's the upper thigh. And I have seen the orthopedic surgeon, but I...
Okay.
Well, I just don't understand it, I guess, is what mostly it is. And I don't understand why he would have to detach the tendons and do something and then reattach the tendons. He seemed to think that was what was going to have to be done, and I don't understand it.
Well, I think that we're now at the stage of this call, Barbara, and I'm sorry to say where doctor really can't diagnose anymore over the phone.
Okay, I understand.
But thank you so much for the call, and I hope things get better. Kathy in Saratoga. Kathy, you're on.
Hi. My quick question is, my husband has a bone spur on his right foot, and it bothers him, you know, a lot, and especially when we hike. And we're just wondering if it's at the surgery stage. He's had the injections, and, you know, yeah, just, I mean, that doesn't last. So he was worried that if he does the surgery, that he was told that some people don't even walk at all anymore. So I don't know. Just want to know.
Kathy, where are these spurs at? Do you know?
I think around the toe area.
Yep. You know, depending on where it is, it sounds like it's probably arthritis of his big toe, something called hallux rigidus. If that is what it is, there are two major surgeries you can do. You can either do a chylectomy where you shave the spur depending on how bad the arthritis is, or you can do a surgery where you fuse the joint. And I'll tell you, most people do well if you get them to heal from the surgery, and they walk, you know, they walk even better than before. And actually, studies show that. So I don't think it's a bad option, but definitely would have to get x-rays, take a look at him, make sure that's the right diagnosis. But there are options for him surgically.
All right, Kathy, thanks a lot for the call. We have about a minute here. This email from Christian in Albany. Shin straightening? My broken shin was imperfectly set when I was young. The older I get, the more it bothers me. Is it possible to straighten it, not by re-breaking it, but by means of a device that applies pressure that the bone would gradually respond to? And that's from Christian in Albany.
Christian, so in terms of people who have malalignment, it's not going to get fixed by putting a brace on, unfortunately. It's something that if you need to realign the bone, you do something called an osteotomy, where you cut the bone and you reshape it into the correct position and you hold it with hardware. So at least I'm not sure of any brace that can fix that. All of the issues that I've seen where it's malaligned, it typically requires an osteotomy.
So was this a common thing in olden times to have your shin or bones not properly aligned, or is that just still something that happens?
Absolutely. I mean, it still happens. If you have a fracture and your bone heals crooked or it was casted improperly, it can absolutely heal in the wrong position.
Well, Dr. Adele Majoub, you made it through the whole show. What do you think?
Absolutely happy, really, really excited to be here.
Okay.
And I just wanted to give a shout out to my mom, too, again, and happy birthday to her. It's her birthday today.
You know what? Happy birthday, and a shout out to the entire extended family. Support comes from CHP Berkshires, celebrating 50 years of commitment to caring for their community, serving more than 30,000 Berkshire residents each year. Primary care, women's health, family services, dental, and more. CHPBerkshires.org. Thanks again to Dr. Adele Majoub of St. Peter's Orthopedics for being here today. A lot of calls. Thank you for calling. Thanks for the emails. Sorry if we didn't get to yours. We'll do the topic again. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Bob Rathbun screened the calls. Well done, sir. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow, oh boy, it's Rich Guthrie and Julie Hart. Yes, it's birding. We'll see you tomorrow at 2:00.